We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church on this Palm Sunday, the day in which we remember our Lord's entry into Jerusalem. I'm reading this morning from Mark chapter 11 that, by the way, all four Gospels record the entrance of Christ into Jerusalem and the events that took place there. And I'll begin reading at verse 1. You listen carefully as I read. "And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied to the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, Why do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. This is the beginning of what is known as Passion Week, where the Lord Jesus Christ made several entrances and exits out of the city of Jerusalem proper, to communicate a very important lesson to the city of Jerusalem. Back in chapter 15 of the book of Matthew, we're going to see this morning in the morning message of how that our Lord had just confronted his generation, the generation of the Pharisees, the generation of the people, said, with your mouth you draw nigh unto me, but your heart is far from me. And we see that very thing mentioned here. At the beginning of this week, on that first day of the week, he comes into the city. He's riding upon the colt of an ass, the Bible says. And as he comes in, they're cutting down the limbs off of the palm trees. And they're strewing the way, and they're taking off their jackets and throwing them out there as he's walking along the way. Can you imagine that scene? These very people, a few days later, are going to be saying what? Crucify him. Crucify him. They were looking for a political leader. They didn't get a political leader, and so they said, crucify him. He didn't do what they want. Folks, we are heading as a world, we are heading to that day in the revelation of the Antichrist. The world is being prepared today. What is everyone looking for? We're looking for one political leader who can answer all of our problems and answer all of our issues and bring peace to this world. And that's what we're heading toward. And yet, the false peace that's going to be given by Antichrist, and then the breaking of that vow, the Bible tells us all the events that are going to take place in the future. Folks, it would be wonderful to think that this world is looking for a Savior, Jesus Christ the righteous. But the sad fact is, most people are looking for a political Savior who will take away their debt, who will give them good health care, that'll make sure they get a good interest rate on the money that they're saving, that'll make sure that everything flows smoothly, that all our roads are paved, that everything is just right so I can have my little utopia here upon this earth. That is not what man needs. That is not what man needs. What man needs is a Savior from their sin, and there's only one, and that is Jesus Christ the righteous. When he didn't go and throw Herod out and establish himself at the palace there in Jerusalem, they said, we don't want this guy. The one they had taken their coats off for and thrown into the street. The one that they were taking their machetes or their scimitars and trimming the palm trees out and throwing them out. Oh, he didn't do what we wanted him to do. They wanted a God, a person that would do what they wanted him to do instead of receiving the truth of what he had to give to them. On this Palm Sunday, I trust and pray that our hearts and minds will be receptive to God's Word and that we will put aside our own opinions and put aside all of our desires and what we think ought to be politically. Set that aside and let God's Word speak to your heart. Because I want to tell you something, when God's Word speaks, it hones in on the person of Jesus Christ. He is the thread that runs through the entire Scripture, and I hope your heart will be receptive to the truth of Jesus Christ this morning.